So if you've been following what's going on in North Korea, this latest information could de-escalate the nuclear situation, or maybe just the opposite. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk with ministries about the Christian mindset, both when we hear difficult news and when it comes to spiritual warfare. So let's start with a look at the United States President Donald Trump, who put North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism on Monday. Now, this designation will allow the U.S. to put harder sanctions on North Korea and Kim Jong-un, who's pursuing nuclear and missile programs in defiance of the United Nations Security Council. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs has been monitoring gospel ministry efforts into North Korea.
One of the things we've seen in recent months is a dramatic decrease in traffic across the river into China. That border had been pretty porous. That traffic has decreased by some estimates 70% in the last few months. We don't know exactly what that means other than the regime is obviously trying to exert its influence, exert its power, but that also affects ministry because a lot of the ministry that was happening involved transfers across that border with China. So when there's less people crossing, that means there's less ministry going on.
VOM's Todd Nettleton says as the situation with North Korea continues, believers shouldn't respond with fear.
I hope that every time we see the name North Korea, we're reminded to pray because I think that is the correct response.
Next, for the past couple of months, most of Kenya's headlines have been about the election. But a recent study shows rising levels of deafness among Kenyan adults. Reasons for the increase are unknown, so says the study. But Rob Myers of Door International says it could simply be that deaf awareness is growing.
Deaf children in particular often get hidden within communities. It's very often the case that parents have a misunderstanding about deafness. They feel like the deaf child has a curse on them and that's why they're deaf, or the deaf child is demon possessed.
Door International is a deaf ministry with Bible translation and training work around the world. Their African teams are headquartered in Nairobi, Kenya.
I have heard nothing but amazing things from the people involved in the training that now for the first time they are able to teach God's word with confidence because they're not trying to do it through a second language like English. They're able to do it using resources in their heart language, Kenyan Sign Language.
So, could you pray?
Bringing the gospel to a group of people who've never had it for thousands of years is definitely an endeavor where we can't be successful without prayer.
And how much does spiritual warfare affect our physical and mental health? Set Free Ministries and Dr. Marcus Warner of Deeper Walk International agree. A lot. Using gospel truth, both ministries focus on different aspects of helping people navigate spiritual warfare and the manifestations in our life, like depression and addiction. Dr. Warner says, sometimes we react to deep pain by letting it dictate our future in a negative way.
What happens when our hearts get wounded? So the idea is that the world wounds us, and when the world wounds us, our hearts break. And then the devil lies to us. And when the devil's lies get planted in our wounded places in our hearts like seeds into fertile soil. And when our flesh believes those lies, our flesh then makes vows about how we're going to live.
So on December 6th, Dr. Warner's coming to West Michigan to talk on the subject, Understanding the Wounded Heart. The free event is hosted by Set Free Ministries and has a couple of purposes.
One is just to get the word out in the community about the resources that Set Free Ministry has to offer in the Grand Rapids and Western Michigan area. It's also designed to give people some practical tools that they can immediately put into practice in their own life. And if they're trying to help somebody else, it gives them some guidelines to follow that have proven to be very effective.
Event information and more resources can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get yours when you sign up for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.